Three questions for Jody Cruikshank. Question 1. Why do you want to be involved and what will you bring to the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind Board?
I'm running for the board because I want to help young people in our blind, low-vision community come out of their shells and really take advantage of all the opportunities out there for them. At the same time, I'm committed to making sure our senior members continue to have the services and support they need. I believe we can create a community where both youth and seniors feel empowered and connected. And that's why I want to be part of the board. I bring passion and commitment and drive to be able to carry out these things.
Question 2. As the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind goes about empowering blind, deafblind and low vision people to live the life they choose, what are the challenges, the opportunities and the important issues right now?
One of the biggest opportunities I see is empowering our youth with visual impairments to engage in activities that improve their well-being and to explore career paths as their vision changes. I also want to make sports and recreation more accessible and reduce costs so everyone can participate. And just as importantly, I want to sustain and improve services for our senior members so they remain connected and supported. The challenge is making all these opportunities accessible, but the reward is a more inclusive and empowered community for everyone.
Question 3. What are your aspirations for blind, deafblind and low vision people in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
My aspiration is to create a New Zealand where blind, deafblind and low vision people live independent and empowered lives. That means not just being included in sighted spaces, but also having our own teams and communities like blind cricket, where we can connect with others who share similar experiences. Inclusiveness is about creating spaces where we belong as ourselves, not just fitting in elsewhere. My goal is to ensure everyone has the opportunity to thrive in environments where they feel truly at home and valued for who they are.